Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone here to the platform tonight. It is Friday night, and of course, you know where you are. You are live on Planet Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. Live here in The Remix. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number as we get ready to get started and get into the share tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's for all of you who are calling out there. And if you're an international caller, and no matter where in the world you're calling from, you can also reach us here on The Remix as well. All you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-522-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix, as well as you can also Skype in as well. That's available for you. Just come on over to The Remix radio page, and you'll see the Skype little icon there, and you can Skype in. How cool is that? So just come to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix, and come on in. Wow, how's everybody doing? Do we have a show planned for you here tonight? It's going to be Chat and Chill with me and Esther. We live tonight in The Remix, and we just want to say welcome to The Remix. On this gorgeous, wonderful, magnificent energy, no matter where you are in the planet. So good morning, night, good afternoon, good evening, and just trust that the sun is shining or was shining in whatever part of the world you're in and that you can see the stars out above. So peace and greetings to everyone. So good to have you all in the house tonight. We're going to get started here, so we'll be looking for you guys to definitely jump on the phone lines and do some participation tonight. We're going to be doing some fun stuff tonight, and I know you guys love that. We do have a couple of announcements that we're going to do as we sort of kind of warm up the mic. How's everybody doing on this magical evening here? In The Remix, I see The Remix family is in the chat room, and everyone's getting themselves nice, charged up, and geared up, and that's a beautiful thing, such a wonderful thing, and glad to see all of your lovely faces here tonight. One of the things I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of The Remix shows, is available for download. And so you can do that by a couple of ways. Actually, you can come over to The Remix radio page, and you're always free to listen here. You can go back through the hundreds of shows in the archives here, all of them. And you could take a look at the names, the titles of the show, and really just kind of speak to your spirit. And you can actually just kind of go through the shows and see what speaks to you and listen to your heart's content. And another way that you can listen is we have two apps for you. They were our gifts from The Remix here. You can actually go over to the iTunes market and anything that supports iTunes and any iTunes, iPods, iPads, the Mac, whatever, anything where you listen to all of your iTunes. And you can you can join the remix there. You can get the remix app there from the iTunes store. It's free for you there. Just download it to your device, and it will keep you locked into all things email, all things Blue, all things the remix, all things Planet Remix. Everything you want to know is connect you straight from the app. You don't have to go multiple places. Just go straight in the app, and you can go to all the shows that have been archived, connect with us on our Facebook page, connect and see my Twitter. Even if you don't have Twitter, send me an email to questionforblue. All of that is there. And so we invite you to go take a look at that. And don't forget to rate. Rate the shows over on iTunes. Leave a comment. It's a beautiful place for you to leave a comment, to talk about the shows, the guests who have come on the platform, part of the Remix family, and your thoughts, sharing your thoughts as well, too. So I want to invite you to go take a look and do that as well. Or you can go over to the Android market, which is super cool, too. So you can go over to the Android market if you have any of those smartphones or any devices that support those things of the Android market. You can actually go over there as well and download the app. You'll have it right there. Same thing. Both of those just a really, really beautiful thing, so that you can be able to take a look at that and see everything that's located in the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines, as well as in chat as well. We're going to be chatting and chilling here. And you guys know Chat and Chill is always an amazing share in the remix. It's going to be myself and Esther. We'll be chatting and chilling with you. We're going to give some international shouts out as well and talk about that. If you guys were not able to catch the show last week, boy, did you miss a treat. But you don't have to miss it. All you have to do is go back and download. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience and also from Self Invested was here as well. Apex of the Unique Being, very powerful share there. Lots of information that was shared in that show. And I've gotten all of your emails that you guys have reached out to tell how much you really, really felt the share and you were able to take so much away from it. Definitely, I want to encourage you to go back and download if you haven't heard that show with Brother Bilal. It's really, really a powerful share there. And then also, I want to talk to you about this as well, because we have some things that are coming up here on Planet Remix, and I'm super excited about it. First, I want to make a shout out to all the Remix family all over the world. We are constantly growing, and I'll give out that number in just a moment, because it's so many of you guys. We are just constantly growing. My heart, it does me well to know how many of you from all over the world are reaching out and connecting yourselves and being a part of Planet Remix. Just a powerful way. So I thank each and every one of you for that as well. And then also, the other thing that we have coming up, I'm just going to go ahead and you're going to know exactly what that is. That's right. Self-invested. Self-invested, everyone. I want to definitely go ahead and let you guys know that we are about to embark on a new season of Self-invested. This season of Self-invested is, wow, I don't even know if I can put it in words, but this particular season is going to start on August the 2nd. We're going to start our classes up again, and boy, the whole Self-Invested team is all supercharged up, and we are ready to go. We're going to be kicking off those classes, starting off with the famous, the universe famous, because I've heard from other worlds, Kim Biz. We're going to be doing the Kim Biz, and wow, this is a great opportunity to not only invest in yourselves, but also for your family as well, and many of you signing up as we speak. If you're interested in becoming self-invested, you want to find out more about it, email question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, so that you can sign up for self-invested. Sign up for Self-Invested. Connect yourself with Self-Invested. So many of you this week have signed up. Now, we have members who are already self-invested, and you guys are still continuing to sign up to become re-self-invested. We've already launched phase one of the Cosmic website that is out of this freaking world. I cannot tell you the feedback you guys have given from the website, and things are going to get better from here. And so I invite all of you to come and join us in Self-Invested so you can find out about it, because we got lots of goodies planned for you this year, and all kinds of classes that we have, everything that you need to help you in this world and beyond. When it comes to your spiritual journey, when it comes to you cultivating yourself on a mental, physical, spiritual, on a heart level, we do that. And we kind of roll up our sleeves and we get our hands dirty. This isn't about sitting back listening to someone give a lecture or someone telling you to go read a book. We get in there, and the alchemy that we all talk about, that sometimes in our lives we have difficulty fulfilling those things ourselves, we're right there with you, and we're doing it together. It's live. It is live. You can feel the energy. You can feel the vibration. Transformation has happened in that space, in that space. And we have people from all walks of life that have joined Self-Invested, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, Remix listeners. We have those who work in many different fields, doctors, lawyers, dentists, that have joined. We have holistic practitioners. We have magic makers. We have metaphysicians who have joined, and those who are new on their path and those who have been on their path for a very long time. We even have what we call celebrities, artists, singers, rappers, who have joined Self-Invested, producers, all walks of life, many of them coming in that sacred space where we all recognize that we're one. There's not too many places on this planet where you can actually go and really become one. Planet Remix, of course, hand down, that's the foundation. And not just for this platform, for many platforms on this planet and beyond. But Self-Invested is a place where we work together, where we work things out, and we get to the solution right there. There is no delay time. You get to do the work right there. You get to see the alchemy. And so every area of your life, relationships, when it comes to money, maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe there's something you are, you know, aspiring to do. Maybe you have health challenges. Maybe you want to learn about different practices around the world. Self-Invested is the place where this happens. And I am super excited because we're going to be kicking off with Kim Biz. Guys know that that is, that is always a treat. I'm going to go ahead and ring the bell. Because as we speak, people, families are becoming self-invested from all over the world. Send an email, questionforblue@gmail.com. Many of you have. And so, you know, I just want you to know that this is, we're going to have it open for you to come and join us in Self-Invested. We're not going to keep that open for a long time. Because like I said, this year we have some other things that we have planned. For a Self-Invested group and really taking it to a whole, I don't even know if I can call it a level, a dimension, another world, another place, but we're going to be doing some other things. So we really want to get the group together and have everyone who is self-invested so we can begin to just move forward. The business class is going to be a four-week course, this Kim business class. It's going to be 4 weeks, and those of you who have taken the Kim business class, you can bear witness to that, or maybe some of you who have done the mastermind series that we did the Money Matters for 4 weeks, we did that as well. Just powerful, powerful shit. You know, we are doing magic in a whole new way. You know, this is really about some new magic that is happening here, some real things that we're doing and really taking a look at them from all dimensions and being able to manifest those things. We've gone past that stage of manifest, but creating And so we have Advanced Money Matters, which is Money Matters Part 2, is also coming. So those of you who did the Money Magic Kit, and you guys told me about how you got your finances in order, your money in order, and took that to a whole nother level, well, we're about to do an Advanced Money Matters Kit. That's coming up, too. And we're also going to be doing 4 weeks on a relationship class. We're going to be working for 4 weeks. And don't be fooled by this. You don't have to be in a relationship to be in this. There is going to be something for everyone there. This is what being self-invested is all about. We have CEOs of corporation who have now come on team and joined us in self-invested. We have had, from all walks of life, major magazines, music moguls have sent their representatives to come and see what is going on over there in self-invested. We've had everyone from every spiritual background, every school of thought, come in self-invested and said, this is something really, really unique and different here. And so this is why this is something that truly comes from our heart. And the whole team that is working on this, every single one of them, is just some powerful, powerful stuff. You know, we must learn things that we can use in our everyday life. And that's what's so powerful about everything. We can always do the woo-woo shit. That's easy to do the woo-woo. As human beings, spiritual beings coming on the planet, this is a part of who we are. You know, it's our, it is no hot shit to be able to be intuitive. It's no hot shit to be able to read energy. That's not what it is. You have to keep a good flow. You have to keep that energy. You have to keep that balance. You have to be able to move and become multidimensional. But the problem is we're so stuck down here in this 3D reality that we can't raise above that. But there is a group of people that's part of self-invested that can. They can't be effective at the woo-woo if your relationship is all jacked up. You can't. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way for that. There's no way that I show you how to open up the door, but I can't even keep my own life balance. There's no way. It just doesn't add up. So I want to invite you, because I know I brag about my audience, you guys, my family, my soul group, the Remix. Y'all are the baddest group on the planet. We are the new collective consciousness, because there is two out there and some of them still on the old programming. We've already made our shift and we're on the new programming. So I invite you to take this journey with me and come to self-invest. Give it a try. Give it a shot. Give it a shot, you guys. So questionforblue@gmail.com. You can find out about self-invested. Everything is in the show notes here. You can join. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. We have something for everyone there. It runs a whole year, this course. We do a whole year of this course of working together. We roll up our sleeves. We're in the lab. You understand? And for what this adds up to for a month, I can't even tell you. You spend probably more money on water than you do on what it would cost you to be self-invested. You understand? For what it would cost you to, you know, cook dinner for one for a night is what it costs you to be self-invested, you see. When you realize how much it is to become self-invested, either for yourself or your family, you're going to know that this is from pure love. That is the only thing it could be, that we invest our time, the whole team. And when I say the team is fired up, we're fired up. We are fired up. We are supercharged, and we give it all. There is no holding back. We give it all to you. No secrets. Everything we know, we dump it. We give it. We share it. We help you work it, you see. We help you work it. And you can see everyone in the chat room, too, talking about it. talking about it. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, welcome to the remix, everyone. We're live. We're live here in the remix tonight. So I want to invite you for that, for self-invested. And make sure you guys know you can't talk to me because I'm doing the show. I don't know why you guys want to talk to me while I'm doing the show, but don't Skype me while I'm doing the show. Come on over to the remix, and we're going to be going to the phone lines, myself and Esther here. We're going to get some international shout-outs as well. Oh, I do want to remind you, self-invested. I want you to put that, mark that on your calendar. Go ahead and get that. The other thing, I want to give a big shout-out to everyone self-invested now, and also I need you to check email in the morning because I have some goodies for you. I have some goodies for you that you probably will get in a few hours. Some of you, it may be morning, it may be night, but I want you to check. I want you to check your email because I'm going to have something very special that we put together for you, for everyone who's self-invested now. So it's going to be super cool. I'm excited about that shit. So I want you to check your mail in a little bit. And then just want to welcome everybody who's self-invested here. And those of you who have become self-invested this week, I sent out those emails for those who requested, those who are renewing their membership, and it's so good just to see you guys come on back in. And, you know, everybody's like, when can we sign up, Ms. Blue? When? I'm like, okay, we're getting it together. I sent the emails out, and boy, you guys are constantly responding. So that's a beautiful thing. The other thing I want to tell you, don't forget it's Sunday. It's the weekend and the order for the Kim decks go out this week. So if you don't have a Kim deck, I don't know where the heck you've been, but you do need to do that. You need to go get you a Kim deck because that deck is going to keep you current. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have purchased your Kim decks. Don't forget to go over, leave a comment, as hundreds of you have that have worked with the Kim deck and still is working with the Kim deck. I use it every single day in my freaking magical life. And I know many of you do, too. So I want you to do that, too. There is no learning curve, so you don't have to say, well, Ms. Blue, I don't know how to do it. I've never worked with cards. I've never done this. Trust me. It comes with the audio. It's about an hour. I tell you step by step, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, it doesn't even matter what dimension you're in. It's going to help you with whatever you're dealing with in your life and be able to do that. So I want to invite you for that. And then next, the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Thank you to all of you. This is something that I created, and when that spirit hit me to create it, I knew it would be something that is timeless, and you guys have surely showed me that, because it's not a day that doesn't go by that someone is not downloading that Know Your Magic audio workbook. So if you guys want to know your magic, you want to tap into that, and you want to be able to work at your own pace, and there is no wait time. There's no waiting list with this. You download it straight to your computer, and I'm there with you step by step for 4 hours, helping you to do everything, to manifest, to change things, to align yourself to your own energetic flow, to open up those portals of creativity, bring on that new energy that has come down to the planet, helping you ground yourself and move yourself forward, the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I invite you to do that, www.msblueblast.com. So now that we got that out the way, it's one more thing I must address, because I'm getting a lot of emails about this. And I know Esther is standing by. She's probably getting all the international listeners ready to get ready to give that international shout out. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, jam a little bit, and then we're going to get into chatting and chilling, which we're doing right now. But I the other thing is, I've received so many requests. I have to give this big shout out to all my divine priestess out there. You guys are asking me, Ms. Blue, I need a reading. The priestess are there. And if you guys don't know, it is a slew of sisters. If you go to the Facebook, the Remix Radio page, scroll down, those divine sisters are there. Badass sisters are there. And they are ready to do your readings. They can definitely handle those readings for you. You can select any one of them. Go with what your spirit tells you. And I've been getting all of your feedback from those people who are getting readings from these priestesses. But go to these priestesses. They're there. And get a reading. You want a reading, these priestesses can also do a reading. And so I want to say thank you to each and every one of them for doing their work and connecting with, connecting, staying connected and staying on their grind and doing their work in a very, very big way. Very big way. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, you guys. All right, beautiful, beautiful. So here's the next thing I want to tell you. I've got a lot of emails from a lot of sisters saying, Miss Blue, when are you going to do another priesthood? When are you doing another one? So what I'm going to say is I'm not going to put anything out there just yet. But if you're interested, questionforblue@gmail.com, because there's going to be some things coming down the pipeline. And definitely, you know, I move when the spirit tells me to move. So I want you to email me if you are interested in learning how to read energy, learning how to understand not only yourself, but everything, absolutely everything that matters. Questionforblue@gmail.com. I think that's all the announcements for now. I'm ready to chat and chill. Esther, are you there? I think Esther's on the line. Are you there, Esther?
I am here. Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey,
Reaping family.
Peace and greetings, Esther. Wow, so much to cover tonight as we get ready to get into the chat and chill. And I'm super excited about that. I can't wait to hear from everybody, see what you've been up to, and see what's going on. I do want you to give some international shouts out because I know the international family is in the house tonight. Yeah.
They definitely are. And it's a lot of folks listening. We have folks in Ghana, Bulgaria, Grenada, Qatar, Israel, which is very interesting, Hungary, Ethiopia, Nepal, Lithuania, Puerto Rico, Bangladesh, Switzerland, wow, Japan, South Korea, Denmark, Mozambique, of course, Chile, Brazil, Thailand, Belgium, Nigeria is representing, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Greece, Australia, India, the Philippines, Italy, Singapore. I said, wow, Singapore. Yes, they are listening in Singapore. Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, of course. Jamaica is in the house. Tunisia, Germany, Turkey, the Netherlands, France, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, of course the UK, and then everyone here in the States representing.
Wow. Yes, and of course all of you guys. Just so beautiful to have you guys in the house tonight. And, so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I don't know what's going on over here. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. And from all over the world, why is it asking me to approve all of these messages? What's going on?
Here you go.
Okay, there we go. Okay, well, we got it. I think we're good.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you guys already going off on Twitter, so I want to give a big shout. Know that you guys can connect with us over here on Twitter, too, because we want to hear your thoughts as well. So we have Carrie Ann over there. She's a raw food nutritionist. And an educator and a coach and a badass or two. Known her for a long time. She's over there on Twitter listening in. We also have Kevin. Kevin is over there listening. Listening in as well and tweeting for the remix over there on Twitter. And, you know, Kevin does everything when it comes to the media and just kind of getting those messages out there. By the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but a lot of shit is falling out the air. Did y'all notice that?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of shit is falling out the air. So it's really just letting you know that we're really coming upon this time where the air, the ether, things are there. It's a whole lot of things mixing themselves up. We want to send so much love and blessings to those who have made their transition, family members, yeah, who've lost family members as well, because that's a difficult thing to be able to... you know, to deal with, and to have a loved one sort of kind of disappear, especially while traveling, while in movement, while in motion, you know, and while in the air. That is challenging at any level for us. So we do want to send love and light out to all the family members out there across the globe and everyone out there. But I want you guys to just really check in with yourself, and that's one of the things we're going to challenge you to do tonight, is really check in with yourself and how you're feeling, you know, and recognizing how you can be present in the now. So much has changed that if you do not keep your vibration high enough, then it's going to be very difficult to see. It's going to be very difficult to feel. It's going to be very difficult to understand. It's going to be very difficult to communicate. All of these things are going to be very, very difficult for you to be able to do, to even get to the position where you ground yourself. So these practices, these things, even when we're chatting, chilling, and we're doing these things, and we're here with the remix, it's so important that you have these things in place, that you begin to really, you know, kind of do like they say in the song, you want to go where everybody knows your name, you know, kind of like cheers. You know, you really want to be in a place where you can feel free. Well, you can feel that you can express yourself and that people understand, and, you know, you can become that multisensory being and really can express yourself from so many different angles, you know, especially all of my empaths out there. You know, I tend to think the whole planet is empathic, you know, that we're all empaths. You know, because that's a part of our natural makeup as human beings coming to the planet. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, telekinesis, all of these things that we're thinking of as superpowers are getting ready to fade, and they're just everyday living. And so it's about really opening yourself up, because there's so much more that's out there. You know, I talked about it, and I know we kind of talked about this too, Esther, a few years ago, about more chakras coming online. Now you hear everybody talking about more chakras.
Yep.
You know, you hear these things. So, you know, this is the remix. Planet Remix is more about where you get your news. Stay in tune. If you look around, we're light years ahead of people, and we know sound travels faster than light, and you can see that, because things that we covered 6 years ago, 5 months ago, 8 months ago, people are just now starting to get their frequency there. And that's okay, too, because we get to move in our own pace. But I want you to understand that you're here for a reason. So give yourself credit. If you can hear this show, if you can hear our voices, welcome to Planet Remix, baby, because you're in the right place.
That's right. That is right.
Oh, wow. So, lots of good news. Common has a new album that just dropped this week. Esther put me on to that, and we listened to one of his tracks called Black Magic. You got to get on that.
It is so hot. So hot. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You got to get on that. It's just some beautiful music out there, which is something we talked about a few years ago, about how we were going to see that shift and how so many different things are going to be coming, where we talked about how, you know, hip-hop was dead. There ain't no more music, good music anymore. No, yes, it is. What happened is we had to come to a place where everything is new. And so that's how we want to keep it. We want to keep it sexy. We want to keep it new. We want to keep it fresh. And we want to keep it definitely out of this fucking world, and that's what we're doing. Keeping it out of this world. So
yes,
we're gonna listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. I think Esther is on the wheels of steel tonight, and then we're gonna listen to some music, and then we're gonna come back and keep chatting and chilling with you guys right here live in the remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk awake. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. White Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Orgy and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anywhere I go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking
ready
over.
The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster.
On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash to play.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you.
And of course you guys know that's a classic. Ready?
Very much.
A classic. The Fugees. Lauryn Hill doing a thing right there. That's it. Yes.
Yes, she is. And I was telling Miss Blue I had the opportunity to see Lauryn here in Chicago at the House of Blues, and she ripped it. Lauryn's energy is just off the charts. And, you know, she, what I really loved about her, and just, you know, everybody kind of knows a lot of her trials and tribulations because they've been in the public eye. She came out and she just pours all of herself into her music. And, you know, Chicago, our crowds can get a little rowdy. And we're kind of known for that. And so even at the show, there was an incident where there was some disrespectful comments being said. And Lauryn just shut it down. down so smoothly. It was just so beautiful. You know, she just had to chin check the audience members, like, look, you can have your money back. You go ahead and leave. I don't do this for you. I do it for me. You know, I was like, oh, Lauren, yes. You know, it was just really great. And she did all of her songs, and she remixed a lot of her songs from the Miseducation album, and just kind of shows she, you know, she's in a new place, but she still just comes, you know, so pure with everything. So she did those. She did some Fuji songs. She did Bob Marley songs. It was just an amazing, it was an amazing show. So full 2 hours, you know, beautiful to see her. Really beautiful to see her. So, yeah, much love out to Lauren and the Fugees.
Yeah, and the Fugees. And, you know, that's a, it's a beautiful thing to see her really come back into her passion of what she loves. And, you know, I think we all can take that lesson when we see somebody, especially when we see those who are in the public eye, somebody like Lauryn Hill that we all, you know, sort of kind of grew up with before there was even a category for what we call kind of neo-soul. She was already kind of doing that modern-day groove of it, you know, recognizing those singers like Nina Simone and going back in the flow, you know, all of those sisters and brothers that really kind of put the soul, you know, into the music. She did that, you know, she did that in a very honest and a very authentic way, you know, because that was just truly who she was, you know, at the heart of her, at the essence of who she is. And to see her come back out is a powerful thing. I was speaking with Brother Bilal the other day, and we were talking about some things, some classes and stuff that we have coming up for Self-Invested. And interesting enough, this was a while ago, he told me that Lauryn Hill would be coming back out. Like that portal opened back up for her. And, you know, as it did back in like 1999, this portal is opening again for her. And sure enough, here she is stepping back out into the light again and really kind of moving ourselves forward. So that's a powerful lesson for all of you out there that had dreams that maybe you didn't take them to the level you wanted to take them to. Maybe they were some things that you kind of left behind or you didn't really complete, and you wonder, you know, has that chapter closed for you forever? You know, we have times in our lives where we can get into our flow. If we can get into that energy, and if you haven't listened to the latest shows that we've done here on The Remix, the last couple of shows, we talked about now is the time to become your higher self 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really getting back into that energy. You will be able to open that gateway back open. You'll be able to get back into your flow. And really, it'll just be like riding a bike. Maybe you haven't got on for a while. Maybe it's been since you've been a kid, since you got back out there, but you'll be able to get back out there and get yourself up and running. So never give up. No, don't give down on yourself. Give up on yourself because, you know, hey, we're here to do the work, and we can definitely do it and pick it back up. So I love that, and I'm glad you got a chance to see Lauren, you know, do her thing, you know, kind of kick it and do her thing. We're chatting and chilling here, you guys, 646-652-2711. You want to sing, you want to do some poetry, you want to share some thoughts. You know, we need you to get on the phone lines. Jump on the phone lines. Come on the phone lines for us. We'll be taking your calls here.
And even if you all want to share something that you want to pump or dump tonight, you can call in and share that, too. You can do that, too.
Yeah, we can pump it or dump it. Y'all love to pump it or dump it.
Because y'all love to pump it. Oh, yeah. They love that.
They love to pump it or dump it. Yeah, y'all love pump it or dump it. So we want you to pump and dump it. We want you to do that as well. You can go ahead and come on, press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know that you have a question, that you're calling in, that you want to share something, you want to sing something, you want to do something, and we can do that. So we're going to check out the phone lines. Esther, you want to go to the call line?
Sure, absolutely. Let's go to the first caller calling in. From area code 501, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 501?
They're late.
We can't hear you, 501, so we'll come back.
You may have to start from the bottom and go to
the top. I was just about to say, started from the bottom, now we're here. Let's go to the next caller. Call again from area code 225. 225, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Who's on the line? Okay, where are you calling from, Brandon?
Baton Rouge.
Brandon from Baton Rouge.
Greetings, Brandon.
Yes. Greetings, Ms. Blue. Esther, how y'all doing tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right. A little nervous, first time getting through.
Okay.
I had one particular issue on my mind. Last couple of months, I've been experiencing a lot of gateways opening. And I started my journey in consciousness about 5 years ago, like really getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, everything that I've been wanting to kind of come into my life has been coming into my life. But I'm finding myself at a struggle because these things that come in my way require time. And in the back of my head, I feel like I never get enough time with the conscious situation. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to kind of like balance it. Because I'm on top of my stuff, but it just feels like it never feels like I'm doing enough.
Okay. All right. Well, Brandon, you kicked it off.
Right.
Sorry, it's the inside. But anyway, you kicked it off.
Go ahead, give it to me.
It's all beautiful. Well, one of the things I want to tell you is I'm definitely taking a look at your energy field, and I'm in your energy, and I can tell things are moving pretty fast for you there in your energy field. And, yes, things are definitely coming in. And, you know, this is actually something to celebrate, like you said, because this is something you called into being. You wanted this. You called a lot of these things into being, and so now they're here. So what's the missing piece? Why is it that you're feeling sort of defeated almost? It's almost like you feel defeated. You know, there's a part of you that I see just kind of sitting down, kind of with your hand on your, you know, your elbow on your leg and your hand under your chin. And it's almost that position of like, wow, like how is this going to go? What's happening? You know, almost this energy of defeat. But there's a big part of you that wants to celebrate. And here's something that you have to do, Brandon. You have to take the lead. And you're not taking the lead. You really have to take the lead. These things are happening. I want you to move yourself outside of time because that's also getting you trapped up. The more that you start to think about the time, the timing of these things or how this is going to work out, you're spending way too much time in the future with it. You're spending way too much time trying to figure out how it's going to happen. How are you going to take it to the next step? What needs to be done? And you're missing all of the things that are happening for you right now. And so this kind of like an inner journey for you because it's a lot of lessons that's going to be learned right now. And especially when it comes to your immediate family, Brandon, this is key because this is the time that you're going to grow for real. But you got to take the lead. You cannot sit in the cut. You cannot sit in the back. You cannot take the second seat. You cannot say, I'm going to let them do this and I'll just do this and it'll work itself out. You cannot. You have got to take the lead. You've got to take the lead. And definitely when it comes to things, because you're really kind of second guessing yourself and you're hesitating because you're worried about what people will say.
Right on point. That's definitely been a problem I've had a lifetime problem of just being scared of actually reaching the potential I have, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the responsibility that comes along with that.
That's right. And, you know, remember, responsibility is all about how you respond. That's responsibility. So whenever you're not responding to something, you're not taking responsibility. So the silent treatment don't work. So someone asks you a question and you don't answer, you're not taking the lead. You get it?
I do.
So yeah. You cannot be afraid to respond. You cannot. You have to take the lead and really respond, especially when it comes to your family, and especially when it comes to yourself.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And you're not overwhelmed, so stop telling yourself that. Stop telling yourself this is hard. Stop telling yourself this is so much. This ain't shit. This ain't nothing. You could do this. It ain't nothing. You just got to take the lead, because when you take the lead, then that's going to require you to take other stuff, which you're not really good at. A lot of times you like to just wing shit, just do it on the fly, do it on the wing. No, you got to sit down and you got to really kind of map this thing out. You got to kind of plan it out. And then you got to move from there.
Okay, on point as usual.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know, Brady. Oh, gosh.
Beautiful.
But, yes, everything looks really, really good. I want you to take some time when you can. I want you to take a nice long bath. I want you to put on some music, and I want you to just chill out and just relax your mind and just kind of release, just kind of let those things go. Just kind of relax your mind and think about some other things. Think about some happy thoughts. Think about anything. Think about walking. Think about running in the park. Think about anything else, but take your mind out of that space and just kind of sit in water, you know, because that really is going to connect to your feelings and your emotions. Because, see, these situations that are coming up has you in a place and you feel like you'd be compromising yourself if you truly spoke from your heart.
Wow.
But you got to speak from your heart. That's a part of taking the lead. And you got to really say from your heart what it is, not from your mind, but from your heart, because that will never lead you wrong. But you're in a good place. The energy that's flowing through you, don't stifle it by throwing it all away and trying to figure out some shit that's not even for you to figure out yet. Just really try to be present, take the lead, and just continue to stay in the flow of things. And trust yourself. Trust yourself, you know. Trust yourself. You can do it. You can.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yep. You are not your father, so no worries.
Oh, man. You killed it with that one.
You are not your father.
All right, Ms. Blue. I appreciate that. Y'all have
a good
night.
All right, Brandon. Wow. Call in, you all. 646-652-2711. We are chatting and chilling. And, wow, there's a lot of y'all on the phone lines. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 720-720. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, Esther. Hello, Miss Blue.
Hello, Green.
Hello.
Oh, wow. My question, I have so many.
Wait. Who's on
I'm
the line?
Colorado. Everett from Colorado. Everett from Colorado. Sorry about that.
Everett from Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, Everett from Colorado. All right, go ahead.
Esther, you crazy. my question is this. As I've got more consciousness and everything, now I don't care what food I'm eating. I don't care if it's salads. I'm going into Walmart buying gut, and it's making me sick. I'm throwing up of everything I'm starting to eat now.
Mm.
I want to know, what is that?
Well, two things. Two things I want to say. First of all, I just have to tell you, I heard a song playing as soon as you said hello. And the song I heard was Lionel Richie's Hello.
Is it me?
y'all looking for? I'm sorry. Lionel is still singing in my ear, so I couldn't get him out my ear real quick. So, two things. One of the things I want to say to you is that as we begin to change, and depending where we are on our spiritual journey, and I'll speak specifically to you, that what's happening is your DNA is changing. So the foods that you're processing and where your consciousness is, they're in two different realities. And so the two don't mix. You understand? The two don't mix. So what's actually happening is that what you're actually taking in, and I want you to look at it this way, Everett, and what you're doing, what you're physically doing in this 3D reality does not match. So the only way that we as human beings know how to give that reflection to the person to say, you full of shit, is to make you sick with what you eating. Okay? So it's saying to you, check it out, Everett. You taking all of this in, but you ain't doing nothing. So we got to show you that you can't take all this information in. You can't be trying to raise your consciousness. You can't be doing all of this and then going out here doing this bullshit. It don't go together no more.
I understand that.
Do you understand? So now our body is showing you, you need some different type of food because we got to teach you what evolving is truly about. We got to show you how to really do some alchemy because you ain't get the other signs. So when we tried to show you how to do the alchemy in the relationship, you ignored that. When we tried to show you how to do the alchemy when it came to your understanding and when it came to things that you wanted to change in your life, you really didn't get that. When the woman in your life, can you take us off speaker?
I'm on, I got my Bluetooth on.
Yeah, well, your Bluetooth.
I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, okay. We're getting a lot of feedback from your Bluetooth.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. We can hear you. So what's actually happening is when the wisdom was trying to come in, when the woman in your life was trying to give you wisdom and you kicked that to the curb, you didn't hear that. So your higher self is saying, we got to show you that either you're going to get with this or you're going with that, but you can't get with them both. So what you going to do?
I guess I got to get in touch with the Law of Foods website, my webpage. I've been meaning to call them and see what kind of foods I can get from them. Forgotten foods.
Yes, the forgotten foods is going to be wonderful, but you're also going to have to put something in your mouth. You're going to have to be able to use your own discernment when you go to the grocery store and recognize, what is your body telling you to eat? Not what your mind is telling you. What's your body saying? You doing all this spiritual work? Oh, well, then that's what you need to be eating.
And I'm going there and I'm going to the store and buying it, but it's making me throw up.
Okay, then that's not the right message. That ain't it. Because, see, the truth of the matter is that there are some things going on in your life that you can't stomach right now, that you can't swallow, that you can't believe that you've allowed to happen. So that's another reason why it's hard for you to swallow the shit to go down, to say, I did this. It's my fault. You can't stomach it. You can't swallow it. You can't digest it. So you have to go and really face it. You have to own it. You have to understand that your body is speaking to you, and the reason it's speaking so loud is because there are things that you have to go ahead and take your responsibility for.
Okay, and I gotta let some things go to be right, like maybe in my relationship.
You got to let things go. You already know what you got to do. Don't play with me. You want me to bust you out right now?
Nah, Miss Blue, don't do that. Don't do that. You're too loud and witty at me.
And you know what? They're no good, Everett, because in the chat room, they say, go ahead, bust them out, Miss Blue. That's what they say.
That's what I say, bust them out.
Well, if they're going to help somebody, bust me out. Lord, help me first.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. You're going to have to let some of that go. I know you thought you was the player from the Himalayas. But it just ain't working no more. The Himalayas coming down, baby. Coming down fast.
Nah, I've been playing from another universe. This universe ain't working right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the universe you built. You have a beautiful, wise sister beside you. All you got to do is listen to some wisdom. If you shut that wisdom down, hey, you know. You might want to go listen to that Lionel Richie song. Hello.
Well, I listen to the one, I beg, I borrow.
No, not that one. No, you need to listen to that Lionel Richie, hello. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to listen to. Yeah. You can do it. You can do it. You certainly can. So as soon as you're able to come to grips with some of these things, you know, your biggest problem is you don't want to be wrong, but, you know, you're being right now. So it don't matter.
I have a question about it. You said I have a strong woman beside me, right?
Say it again.
You said I have a strong woman beside me?
Mm-hmm.
When she knocks it or anything constant, panic pack, whatever I buy, she knocks that.
Yeah, because you don't, you know, okay, so you want to go there. We can go there. You want to go
there? Yeah, let's go there. You got to open up the can of worms.
No, I didn't open anything. You did. Here's the thing I want you to really, really get is you know that you have a problem when it comes to money and spending, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So see how long it took you to say yes? See, you can't swallow that. You can't stomach that. You can't digest that you fucked up when it comes to money. You just don't want to admit. You just don't want to admit that, but you have to admit that. She's better at managing that than you, so let her manage it. Why play with it?
Well, you know, I don't know who we're talking about in my life right now that's better manage money than me because I don't even want to. I'm the one to make sure everything happens. She's the one that spends.
No. Yeah, she spends because you don't let her do anything. But I guarantee you, when it came to taking care of things needed to get taken care of, it would get taken care of.
You heard that.
Now, from that one right there, Miss Blue, I don't agree with that because in this relationship, I take care of everything. I buy everything. All the woman needs, I do that.
Okay. That's fine. I'm not telling you that you can't still take care of things. What I'm telling you is you got to recognize that you ain't really as good as you think you are with it. What you doing is hustling with it. Just because you hustling, making it happen, that don't mean anything. Everybody got to feel the hell that goes along with your hustle.
That's right.
Is it somebody saying that's right, or did I just?
Yeah, yes, she is on the line too, Miss Blue.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Who said that's right? Man, you better not be saying that on the phone. Just hear you on the line. You ain't want to speak to Miss Blue.
She's been on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, that's my relative. She was supposed to say something, but I said I'll talk.
Yeah, there you go. Always wanting to be the one to talk. Yeah.
Well, Miss Blue, I can't stop now talking.
No, I'm not saying you can stop talking. All I'm saying is sometimes it's good to listen. And when you recognize that you're not doing something the best way, then you need to try another way. Not just sit there and do what we call the definition of insanity, do exactly the same thing and expect something different to happen. The first comes real fast every month. Then bills got to get paid every month.
You're right.
Okay. So, that's what I say to you. You want to know why you're having stomach problems? Because it's a lot of things going on that can't swallow, you can't stomach, you can't face. So you need to sit down and really start looking at those things that you didn't want to take a look at and really start honestly taking an honest look at yourself. Recognize where your strengths are. Recognize where your weaknesses are. And that goes for both of you guys in the relationship. Figure out who's the person that's better at doing X, Y, Z. Let them do it. This is not a power struggle. This doesn't take away from your masculinity, and it doesn't take away from her being the woman in the relationship. Whoever is the best person at doing whatever the task is, that's who should have the task. Period.
I believe that.
I didn't ask you what you believed. I'm telling you what you need to know for sure. Because, see, what you believe can be changed. What you know cannot be changed.
Yes.
So you running around there eating something, running to the bathroom, trying to figure out what's going on with your stomach, and, oh, you can't eat this and you can't eat that. Start looking at your life. And that's going to lead you directly to the source of the problem is. And then check in with yourself and say, what is happening in my life right now that I just can't stomach, that I can't swallow, I can't face, I don't want to deal with? What is it? You can't control everything. And even your body is showing you. You can't control everything. Things are not meant to be controlled. You need to get in the flow of things, because the truth is you can't control anything. All right, Everett.
Okay, I got one. I got to take a look at stuff. I'm going to ask you. I think I'm going to make that decision anyway, so.
Of course you are.
That's the way I feel we're going to make me move on better.
Okay.
Now, did you want to say something, Ms. Blue?
You know what?
Okay, Ms. Blue, I'm going to let you go. Ashley, oh. Nice talking to you on the radio.
First, nice talking to you, too.
Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Ms. Blue, I'm going to text you. I've been wanting to text you when we did that journey with the... going into the water?
Yes, yes.
I did all that. I meant to text you because the stuff I had, I wanted to know what was the meaning of all the stuff that I had.
Yes. Make sure you email me. Email me, and I'll make sure I answer you.
And I'm going to send you a picture of the key that I made.
You
have a key?
Okay.
Because everything, my basic stuff is Egyptian. That's where I'm from.
Yes, yes.
And China.
Okay. Okay. Egypt
okay.
And China.
I'm going to send you that on your... Yes.
Yeah, send it to me. Make sure you do. And don't forget to go listen to Lionel Richie.
Hello.
Okay.
All right.
Peace and love, Everett.
Peace and love to y'all, show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we chatting and chilling.
I feel like playing Turn Down for What?
I know, right? Already. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. 313, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 313. We can't hear you, 313.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Detroit. Debbie from Detroit.
Uh-huh. I was calling to let Ms. Blue know that I had taken some of her advice about cleaning my house out and bagging up stuff and getting rid of old things.
Okay. It wasn't advice, by the way, but yeah, I know what you mean. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you. I don't know what word to use, but I've been doing it, and all last week I did a few things in the basement. So much in the basement of just old things from back in the 90s. But what came up a lot last week is I kept dreaming about my mother. She's deceased, and
yeah.
I'm like, what's she trying to say to me? And then I just kind of brushed it off when I would wake up. I was like, oh, okay, I'm dreaming about my mother again, da-da-da-da-da. And then I was just, you know, trying to go on with my day. And I just noticed the more I'm cleaning, the more I have this sad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just a sad kind of feeling.
Well, that's like, normal. I mean, you're cleansing. That's normal. But here's one of the things I want to tell you, Debbie. Please don't ever, 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 this life and another life, say, I just had another dream about my mom. Oh, whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Because that's how our ancestors speak to us. They speak to us. They come to us in our dreams. And they connect with us. And so you go there to clean up and to clean your place. And I'm just kind of getting into your energy now. So I remember some of the readings I gave you a while back about some of the thoughts your mother and your father, because your father is deceased as well, both shared messages with you. And your mother's message is that you finally got up off your ass and did something. She's proud of you. She's very proud of you. And those things that you're holding on to, letting them go, you can look at that your mother is leaving you a message that she will always come to you. You don't need to hold on to broken down chairs and lamps and tables and old things. That is not your mother. That's not your family. That's not your father. That's not them. You understand, of course, these things represented when they were still here on this physical plane. But they can come to you without all of that stuff. And the more that you clear, that is you cleansing all of those times that you really did not truly give yourself the opportunity to grieve, to miss your parents. This is your opportunity that you're going through. So, of course, it's going to be some sadness. That's normal. I want you to understand that's normal. And anytime we take on a new practice, anytime we begin to change, we're going to get met with what I call energetic resistance. You have to. The resistance is going to be there. But that is not the time to stop. That is the time to keep taking your steps and moving forward and to doing this work, because even though you had that sadness, I guarantee you, I can feel your energy is different, your sound, because we know light don't travel, sound travels faster than light, your sound of your voice, you're coming back into the essence of who you are. So you have to keep moving forward. So, you know, I really want you to continue to cleanse those things out. You know, get rid of those things that are old, that are broken, or anything that really just makes your spirit go down. If you're indecisive about what to let go of and what to hold on to, just think about it. What does it do for your spirit? Does it make it go up, or does it make it go down? Just keep clearing that stuff out. And the more you clear it, the lighter you're going to feel. You're going to get so damn light, you're going to barely know where you are. Literally, when
I'm giving away pictures, everything. Everybody's baby pictures. I'm giving them to their kids. I'm like, here, it's your daddy. You know, why do I have everybody's stuff?
And it's also an opportunity for you to share and to give. You understand? It's very powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very powerful. It's a spiritual process. So we talk about feng shui, and I talk about it in my way. You know, the funky feng shui, but this is an opportunity for you to really cleanse. When I take people through a feng shui and we really go through the cleansing, I have gotten reports of people who have lost as much as 15 pounds when they got rid of stuff, because it's symbolically, it represents what is going on in the inside of us. And so when you take a look at your sacred space, because truly our altars start once we cross that threshold and we come into our sacred space. That's your altar. And so absolutely everything that's in your space is a representation of what's going on in the internal side of Debbie. What's happening in Debbie's mind? What's happening in Debbie's body? What's physically happening in Debbie's thoughts? And also what spiritually is going on with you?
Wow.
Yeah. So when you clear those things up off the floor that don't go on the floor, all of those are low vibrational thoughts. All of those are negative thoughts. Those are things weighing you down. You know, Erykah Badu said it best in her song with Bag Lady. Why you carrying around all them damn bags? You going to hurt your back, girl. You going to break your back with them bags. You can't get on the bus with that bag.
Mm-hmm.
You can't travel nowhere with all of that baggage.
Well, I'm definitely, you know, moving stuff and rearranging
There you go. That's what's up.
Like, I'm
so happy.
I'm ready for new furniture and new everything.
Right.
I'm ready to go back to work. I don't go back to work till September so I can get some money to start buying things.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, we talked a couple months ago. You ain't want to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, you thought I forgot that. All right. All of that is in your energetic field. See, those thoughts are still there. But we can change that. We can change our magnetic fields that we have set up. We can change our grid. Just like you map yourself with the GPS, you can change that. You can put different things in there. For the first time in humanity, in Earth's history, we're able to erase all of those negative things. It doesn't matter what level they come in at. We're able to let them go. You don't have to hold on to them. So for you, funky feng shui, my to put on some music, and you need to, hey, turn down for what? You need to be getting it in.
You are so right. You know, my new little friend is Drake. Everybody say, Miss Hodges, you listening to Drake? I was like, yes.
That's right.
That's right. Yes.
That's right. Drake said nothing will ever be the same. That's right. That's right. That's it. You put you on some Drake. You know, that's it. And then I want you to get your, you may even want to have a yard sale. People pay a lot of money for things that they can repair and fix and give new life to. You can even have a yard sale. Check and see what the parameters are in your city, in your location, about having a yard sale. Get a couple of family members to come on so you can take all your stuff outside and have a yard sale.
Okay.
And Debbie, you know, as I would just echo what Miss Blue is saying, of course, as someone who just recently went through a move, and I will just tell you that along with that resistance, you're going to get that residue from all of those things that, you know, you're throwing out, all the things that you're uncovering. Mm-hmm. And so you should just be prepared for that. So when the emotions come and when you feel the sadness or whatever it is, anger, you know, you might see some stuff that just piss you off, like, why do I still have this? Just let that flow, because that's going to come. And that's a part of you, you know, getting rid of that and really releasing all of that emotional baggage with it, because it leaves it there. You know, things will carry that energy. So just now that you know that, you can kind of go into it with that mindset, like, okay, I'm getting rid of this. You know, it just pissed me off to look at it, so I know I need to get rid of it, because that's kind of what you have to do when you clear stuff out.
That's so true. So true.
Yes.
And go back.
I'm on it.
Yes, if you haven't listened to the Feng Shui shows, because we talk about all of those things there that I've done in the past, and even how if it's something that you want to keep, how you can go in and shape shift into the object so that you can know. Because sometimes we see things and we don't know what it's bringing up in us, but it just has us acting fucking crazy. We don't know why. Why does this make me crazy? What's going on with this jacket that's doing this to me? But you can shape shift and you can get into the energy feel of the jacket and you can really see what's going on. You can even change the energy. Or you can discover, like Esther said, that this is okay to feel this and I'm okay with letting it go. I'm okay with putting it and getting rid of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm on it. I was going to ask you about my love life. You know I always ask you about that. You know I can't be without sniffing or something.
Turn down for what?
Basically, that's all it is. It's just a little love life. It's not, I ain't going to say too much because I'll let you pick it up.
Yeah, well, you know, here is the whole thing about it when it comes. I know you want this love life, but you're carrying around so much sadness and so much loneliness that you know that you've attracted a lot of that same energy to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I say. I say, have fun. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it for what it is. You know, be smart with these decisions that you're making with this man that you have chosen at this particular moment to be in your life. You want more, but you don't know what more is.
You're right. I don't.
You don't know what more is. And you don't even know what more comes with him. So take it where it is. Take it day by day. Let your heart kind of lead the way. Don't be in a rush to go nowhere. Don't be in a rush to go nowhere. You don't even know where you're going, you know? You know, you like Tracy Chapman. You living in a fast car. You don't even know where the hell you're going. You just driving.
Right.
You just going. You just want to go somewhere. Grab my hand. Let's just go. He's right. Looking at you like, where the hell we going to go? What we
here. We here. Yeah.
Where are we going? What we doing?
Right.
So enjoy where you are because you're so in love with the idea of being in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little difficult to recognize it. But I promise you, it will be boots shaking, you know, doors clacking, noise knocking. When it really comes, you understand? You in a state of an infatuation at this point, you know? Because love will be able to sustain itself over time. It's not going to be rushed. It's not going to wait forever, but it's not going to be rushed.
Okay.
You understand? And learn how to enjoy your own company because you can't do that at this point. You don't like to be by yourself.
Yeah, lately I ain't been liking that. Like,
oh,
ain't nobody here.
What's wrong? Well, let's just keep it 100. You ain't never liked to be by yourself.
No.
And I'm not saying stay by yourself forever, but you have to also be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Be comfortable for that. Clean your place up, you know? I'm going to tell you, brothers ain't going to say nothing to your face, but they'll talk about your ass behind your back.
They surely the hell will.
Well, I've been
they
on it. Like,
surely will.
That's the mood is.
You know? And know that you're cleaning up for you because you deserve the best. You got to give it to yourself first. You can't ask somebody to do something for you that you're not even willing to do for yourself. How is that possible?
Right.
You know? But you're on your way. And it's looking a little bright over there. I see you opening up some of them blinds, you know?
Yeah, I'm opening up my blinds more. Yes,
Yes, and that's all you do is take it day by day and step by step. Give yourself credit. You know, definitely believe and know in your heart that you're moving forward. Don't ever second guess that. And know that you're exactly where you need to be. You know, you're not missing anything. And, you know, nothing's going to pass you by. And you're not going to be left out. None of that shit is going to happen. You're exactly where you need to be, you know. Your spirit guides, your angels, your ancestors, your higher self is making sure of that. And you have to know that 100%. Know it. Yeah.
Know it.
Right?
All right, Ms. Blue. Okay.
Well,
I will give you the call when I buy the new lamps and all of that.
That's right. And I hope to see you in self-invested. That's what we hope to see.
Right, right. Yeah, I got to make my list of things I need to, that I want to do, or desire to do.
There you go.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Peace and love.
Hold the line.
Bye. Ooh, all right. It's a whole lot of callers on the line.
Yes, it is.
Wow. All right, Remix family. We are chatting and chilling. Let's go to the next caller on the line. Calling in from area code 347. 347, you're live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kim from Albany. Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Esther.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Love it. Love it.
Well, Ms. Blue, I heard the show last week with Brother Bilal, and you were talking about walking in our truth and stepping into our light.
Mm-hmm.
I was motivated, and I wrote a song, and I want to sing it to you.
Yay! Oh, beautiful. Yay!
I was working on it. I got the melody, so I'm, it's almost there. So.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm gonna get together here. Let me breathe a little bit. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Starting a brand new life, stepping into my light. Been waiting all my life to spread my wings and fly. I'm free and fabulous. I'm free and fabulous. I'm living my own life. I'm free and fabulous. I'm free and fabulous. Stepping into my light. And that's all I have for now.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful. I like that. I'm free and fabulous. I love it.
That's high.
That is super high. I like that.
So it inspired me. That whole show was inspirational for me, and it's true. You have to walk in your own truth and walk in your own light and just be you.
Yeah.
So that's just something that I came up with. I thought it was cute.
I love it.
Yeah, that is really beautiful. Beautiful voice.
Thank you. Really beautiful. There is a question coming from the chat room for you, Kim. And Griffin from Jamaica wants to know, have you ever sang on TV before?
No.
He said he's heard that voice before.
Really?
Whoa. Maybe it's another place.
Wow. But Ms. Blue, I did the Apollo back in the early 80s, and it was televised. That's what the Apollo was coming back to life. But that was a while ago.
Well, hey, Griffin must have heard you on the Apollo.
On the Apollo.
All right, y'all. The remix turned down for what, y'all? Turned down. I told you, you never know who's going to be on here. That's right. Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Yes. Peace and love.
Yay.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yes, that was beautiful. Yes. All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646. 646, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Good night. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Ooh, can I hear you?
646?
Yes, I said this is Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Amanda calling.
Amanda from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Okay, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
What's going on?
I have a question. I wanted to know what is the spirit saying, like, to me for, like, category of relationship, the job, and also doing the things that I'm very passionate about.
Okay. Amanda, what was your question again, sweetie? I'm sorry.
I wanted to know what the spirits are saying for me in the categories of job, relationship, and doing things that I am passionate about, that I'm very passionate
about. Mm-hmm. You want to know what spirit has to say about your job,
mm-hmm.
relationship, and doing things that you're passionate about. Let me tell you why I'm laughing. Do you know why I'm laughing?
No.
Well, one of the reasons I'm laughing is because Amanda held the line so patiently. And Amanda said, I'm going to get on here with Miss Blue and I'm going to ask her everything I want to ask her all at one time. And I want her to tell me. And,
you've been gone for so long.
I know. It really wasn't that long. Did y'all feel like it was a long time?
Not for me, Miss Blue, but, you know, I know, I get it.
Okay.
I get
it. Well, here's two things. So the first thing that I want you to think about, because right now, the time that you're in right now, it's a lot of things going on for you. And so you're really kind of being forced to make some decisions. And that's okay with you, but your whole thing is you don't want to make the wrong decision. Amanda, I'm going to need you to respond, sweet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and, you know, because all your life you've kind of been plagued with, you don't want to make the wrong decision. You don't want to do something that you regret. You don't want to make the same mistake that you've seen others around you make. And so right now you're too caught up in that you can't see your own way. But it is a time for you to really embrace what you're truly feeling. When it comes to what you're passionate about, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going after what you're passionate about. Here's the thing that sometimes we get a little twisted. We think that our job and what we're passionate about can never go together, and that the two absolutely have nothing to do with each other. We can't see it. We can't connect the dots, nor do we want to. But the truth of the matter is, everything that you do should be something that you're passionate about. So how can you begin to embrace something when you're thinking, I don't want to work a 9-to-5? Somehow we got it plagued in our mind that if we have a job, if that's what we want to call it, if we're working, that somehow that makes us less than who we are. That's less than who we are. We shouldn't have to work a job, and you don't have to. But we know that with any choice that we make, that there are other sacrifices that come along with it. So we do get to choose. We do get the opportunity to say, this is not something I want to do, and I'm not going to do it. But then you have to find another way. If that is going to be your passion and what you're passionate about, then you have to be willing to work for that. Because the truth of the matter is you're going to be working no matter what you do. That's one of the agreements that we made when we decided to take on these bodies and come to this planet called Earth. We agreed to that. We agreed that we would use air to breathe, to give life to. We agreed to that. We agreed that currency would be one of our forms of exchange, and we agreed that we must give out energy from matter, even though energy and matter are the very same thing, that we must do something. We must be able to provide for ourselves. We must have a shelter, a place for us to live, whether that was out in the middle of the desert or if that was living in a mansion on the hills. It is our choice. The beautiful thing is, what does spirit have to say about your life? What's more important is what you have to say. Because one thing, we all want to have ride or die chicks with us, or ride or die brothers with us, or people who have our back with us 100%. We all want to have people who are standing by our side that does not judge us, that does not ridicule us, that does not constantly be telling us what to do and trying to control us. Well, that is our spirit guides, our angels, our ancestors. They are not here to live our lives. If you decide that you want to go right instead of left, they're right there with you. They're right there with you saying, okay, all right, everybody, she going right, y'all. We going with her. So it's more about understanding what you want, what you desire. And it's okay to say, I don't know, Ms. Blue. It's okay. The hardest thing for us to admit as human beings, and your spirit guides tell me this, is nobody wants to say when they don't know something. It's okay to say, I don't know. I have a clue right now what I need to be doing and what I should be doing. Because you're at the time on your journey where it's time for you to embrace. To embrace who you are, and really begin to start looking at yourself for the things that really are important to you. You definitely have a knack for communication. So anything that you do, you will be one of those sounding boards, those sounding antennas that send the frequency and the light out into the universe for all of consciousness. And it doesn't matter if you do that from inside of office building or if you're sitting at home. It's still happening. So I want you to take your stand right now and to tell me, what is it that you want to do? I know it has to do something with communication. What is it?
Documentaries and short films.
Okay. Documentaries and short films. You want to communicate your world through visions. But your biggest challenge right now is you don't know how to do that and still maintain a lifestyle and live, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You got a pen? You got a piece of paper? I'm going to channel some shit for you, and I want you to do it, and then I need you to send it to me and tell me how it's working for you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So first thing I want to ask you is, you just recently, are you thinking about quitting your job, or you just recently quit a job?
No, I'm just waiting to hear back.
But it's not the job you want.
It is.
It is the job you want. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. What were you doing prior to that?
I was working at a hotel.
And that's the job you didn't want?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here's what I want you to do. In the meantime, while you're waiting, because you have the ability to create your own job. And I know sometimes we think, oh, well, I don't have the equipment, Miss Blue. I don't have the things that I need, so I can't make the film that I need. Do you know that there are some people going to the Sundance festivals with videos they've made on their goddamn iPhone? Did you know that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out where your movie at. Where your film's at. Where your story's at. Where your blog at that you put up, that you did. Where is that? Where is it? But you're telling me this is what you want to do, Miss Blue. I know I've been called to the planet. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So why are you not doing it? Are you still there?
Yeah.
So why are you not doing it?
I guess I just haven't been focused on it.
You need to do it. That's the first thing I want you to do. I don't care if you film a bird flying. I don't care if you film a tree and you give your perspective on it. Passion. Inspiration has to be fed. That's the thing that people don't teach you. They think because you have a gift or you want to do something that all of a sudden it just falls out of the air like ether. No, it doesn't. You have to feed inspiration. You have to stay grounded in it. You have to continuously move yourself in it. You have to take steps and start working towards it. You have to feed inspiration. It is the source of your food. It is how you live. It is how you love. It is how you grow. It is how you evolve. And the reason you feel the way you do is because you're waiting on someone else to save you. And even if you get this job, there is no guarantees that you will be saved and you will be able to do what you need to do. And so, therefore, you have what you need inside of you to start doing it today. So regardless of when they call you for this job, if they call you for this job, you have to do your part for you, because there's no one on this planet that can do it the way that you can, and there's no one else on this planet who is more responsible for what you have birthing inside of you than you. No one. You can't expect them to care about it as much as you do. You can't expect them to love it as much as you do. You cannot even expect them to understand what you're doing as much as you do. It's unfair. So, it's what you love. It's what you're passionate about. The question I ask you again, why aren't you doing anything? We have turned this ideology of religion and Jesus and Christ and God into all forms of matter. This isn't about anybody's spiritual belief or religious belief, so don't get this twisted. But we're sitting back. We're waiting on a man to be our God. We're waiting on a job to be our God. We're waiting on a woman to be our God. We're waiting on things to be our God. We're waiting on jobs to be our God. We think that something outside of ourselves is going to make that miracle happen for us inside of us. And that's not the case. You have to cause your own movement, and you have to get into the flow so you can get into that flow where everything is happening when it comes to what you want to do. I can't want to be a skateboard rider, but I don't do skateboard shit. I'm not hanging out with no skateboard people. I don't even own a damn skateboard. I don't watch no skateboarding on TV. I don't go in the stores and look at skateboards. But anytime you ask me, I tell you I want to be a skateboard rider. So you got to know how to feed your inspiration. You've got to know how to master your craft. See, we got that whole mastering thing twisted, and we thought that meant being perfect. Mastering something means that you give your time, your energy, your attention, your tea to it. You're not giving tea to what you want. You have got to start giving your time, your energy, and your attention to those things that make your heart fill up, that make you feel good, that raise your vibration, that raise your frequency, that get your ass out of the 3D reality. Otherwise, you're going to be down with the bottom feeders, and that's not a good place to be because they're all scrambling. That they all scrambling. It's not a norm. Raise your frequency. Raise your vibration. When it comes to you and your relationship, again, time, energy, and attention. I know that you're worried about how am I going to take care of myself. Well, if you begin to start taking yourself and getting yourself in the flow, then all those things will open up for you. You won't have to worry about it. And this is why I say, self-invested? Kim Business, we about to do 4 weeks of it. Definitely may want to get yourself in that class so that we can learn. This is a practice that has to be learned, that you have to be taught, because we're not taught this. We're not taught how to do this. We're not taught this. We're not taught how to put these things in practice. We don't have a place where we can have experimental ground that covers things mentally, physically, and spiritually. We don't have a playground like that. This is real life. So places like the Planet Remix and Self-Invested, that's where you get to really be the alchemist and do it. Do it for real. So it becomes easier when you have to continue to move forward and keep feeding your inspiration and keep feeding your desires. So that's what I want you to work on. I want to see your film. I want to see you make a movie. Not you sitting back waiting for somebody else to tell you what you already know. Because here's the thing. They may never tell you what you know. Anybody can do it that has the passion for it. And you do. And you're here to do communication, like I told you. Your communication is through vision, telling stories, through movies, through production. So you need to start doing it. No one is stopping you. No one is stopping you. Stop waiting. And when you start to take the steps to get into the flow, you will see that everything else begins to line itself up. It can't move if you don't move. So embrace it. Feed your inspiration. Feed what's truly inside your heart and not what's inside your mind. All right, that's what I have for you, sweetie. You're welcome. All right, I'm be looking to see you in Self-Invested.
All right, peace and love.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, all right. 646-652-2711 is the number. To get on the line. We are chatting and chilling tonight, and it is lots of y'all on the phone line, so It just keeps growing. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 708. 708, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is T. Lloyd from L.A. Okay.
T. Lloyd from L.A.
T. Lloyd.
T. Lloyd.
In LA now. How you doing, Blue? What's up, Esther?
What's
hey.
Going on?
Good, good. How you been?
Good.
Good. We spoke like a minute ago, Blue. Just wanted to follow up with you because I just trying to figure out what's going on direction wise. Like I feel like I had everything, you know, things kind of figured out, career wise, and
yeah.
You know, things been working for the most part. Like it's been taking off since we last spoke, but I've been kind of having some, you know, with the kind of the people that's been in my circle or whatnot, I'm just kind of having, like, you know, a few other projects and things just kind of, you know, like in the last month or so, just kind of turned this, you know, upside down on me. So I'm just trying to kind of get some clarity. And I feel like with me, you know, being, you know, spiritual and having those guys kind of giving me insight to a lot of things that's been going on, I feel like some, you know, other people's energy has been kind of like, you know, kind of brushing up against me or whatnot, or kind of deterring me. So I'm just, maybe you can give me some insight to, like, what's where am I at right now, and what's, you know, what do I need to do?
Yeah, okay. Well, you're definitely in a good place. There have been some things that have shifted themselves around. The first thing that I want you to do is just, you got to know for sure that despite what it looks like, you're exactly where you need to be right now. Exactly where you need to be. And it's nobody's fault because, see, you're looking for someone to blame. Okay.
As far as where I'm at or what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah.
So as far as, like, when you say the blame, I wish you, like, I mean, it's because as far as with the situation, like, with you know, the artists I've been helping and some of the other producers,
yeah.
Like, what's
that? Yeah.
What's
yeah. See, it really don't matter what their agenda is. And I need you to kind of get out of their energy too much with that. And when I say looking for the blame, because you're saying, well, if this nigga would have did this and if he would have did this, then we wouldn't be doing this and this. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because that's the circle. And so now you're becoming them. You did everything that you did because that's what's in your heart. Because you do this for real. You get it? You do this shit for real. This ain't play for you. This ain't a game. This ain't a joke. This is for real. And so that's the position you have to keep taking, that this is for real for you. You can't worry about them because that's what's lowering your energy. That's what's causing the distraction for you. But what's happening is you've just been able to see it not from this 3D reality, but from a more of a 6D perspective because of your consciousness. So your consciousness is saying, something ain't right.
Right.
You understand?
Right. Right.
Because you're not just looking at it from one perspective to the other. But here's what I want you to know. Because, see, it's a lot of things that happen. You pretty much kind of gave up everything for this opportunity.
Right.
And so in your mind, you're thinking, I got to make this work. I don't have a choice. And you will make it work, but you got to keep moving yourself forward, and you got to sometimes give yourself a chance to work on things for yourself. You're going to have to look at other avenues and perspectives. There are some other people who also have you've connected with when you first got out there. You're going to have to check out other avenues to do things. One of the things had even do with acting and being extras inside movies.
Right. So it's funny you say that because I just did something yesterday, actually, regarding that last night.
Yeah, well, you know I'm not guessing.
right, indeed. So
yeah.
With that being said, Bruce, so like, I mean, just more like with as far as like with, you know, with the situation, do I like with the arts? Because I know I was with me building and doing everything I've been doing, and like you say, you know, being professional, you know, like we spoke last time, and helping people and doing stuff. And I noticed everybody don't see what I see, and the commitment is not there. But it's like, as far as the situation now, like it's been a rough little patch with dealing with them. So how do I handle this from this point? Do I let it go, or do I hold on to, you know what I mean? As far as, I mean, from the business standpoint of things, or like,
it's not time for you to completely let it go, but it is also time for you to see that there are other things that you got to do. You understand what I'm saying? You still be you. That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
You stand solid on what you know, because you do this shit for real. They do it for real too, but they're not going to be able to go where you go. So this is a learning point for you. You understand what I'm saying? It's a learning point for you. It really is.
Right.
So there's nothing to be angry about. You're going to look back, and this is going to be a great blessing for you to be there. You're going to be smart about your moves like you've been doing. Really check in with yourself before you do it. But, no, it's not going to stop nothing. It's not going to stop anything.
Right.
You keep doing what you're doing, but you also know that there's other options out there, and you need to follow those other options as well. But you got to let go of the anger, because that brings your frequency down. That causes distractions inside your mind. That causes distortion inside your mind. So you can't think clear because you are so upset, because you are so angry. It's okay to speak up for yourself and say, hey, you know, this kind of went down like this, but I want you to save some of that passion. Keep that for yourself. Keep that.
Indeed.
Keep that.
Will do. And just to add to that, as far as like with everything that's I'm at a point now, like, you know, just like musically and just like creative wise, rather. But I kind of know the angle and the direction that I want to take, but I still feel like the last couple of years, like it always revert back, and I kind of give myself an answer sometimes, because I know whether the money's in place or not. Like my vision, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, whether I got it or whether I don't.
That's
right. And that came to me, but it's still that part, that mundane part of me, Blue, that still is kind of like, okay, like I want to do things at a certain pace, and I want to put these, you know, I want to touch that soul in people, and I want to wake people up visually, you know, as well as sonically with the music. But I feel like the finances, and it's like certain restrictions I feel like is on me, or, you know, financially, like, is there anything clear with that, or is it a lesson that I guess come with?
Two things is this. I don't care if you rapping, singing about stinky feet, your energy is going to wake people up. It's not about the words you say. It's about your vibration. It's about your energy. It's about your presence that's there. Don't get caught up on that, because the truth of the matter is light does not travel. So you can't wake nobody up that don't want to be woke the fuck up, period. It don't happen. It doesn't work that way. So if they coming around you, those who have chosen that is the path they want to take is going to be able to see your light and be able to figure out their own light and wake up. But you can't wake up people who don't want to be woke up. So take that passion and recognize that the person that you're really sort of kind of giving this energy to, the person you're really kind of sending this message to, is yourself. You are speaking to the past yourself, speaking to yourself in the present, and you're talking to yourself in the future. That's what I want you to focus on. I want you to put all that passion in there, everything that you do, and remind yourself that you're doing this for you and everybody else that gets it as a regards, as a blessing. That's just even better. Because, see, you can never be disappointed with you.
Right.
But taking on the responsibility to wake up the planet, that's a big responsibility. Let me tell you something about these folks out here.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because, like I say, even with the situation with the people I've been working with, you know, that I've helped and I've dedicated my time to them, and it's like, you know, because I got this grander vision of just like, you know, just really shifting things a little bit, you know what I mean, and being that change agent, and you know, and financially, like, things, you know, were more relaxed for me, you know, with having these people that I was helping and doing things for. But it's like now with everything just turning, you know, just flipped upside down, and it's, you know, especially with, you know, you know, the artist I was dealing with, it's just kind of like, it's like a shocker. So just having, like, trying to figure out, okay, you know, that's why I say with everything that's been crazy, it's kind of like, even though I know my agenda doesn't change.
Right.
But it kind of put that thought in my head, okay, like, let me relook at what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? And it's the first time probably, like, in probably forever that I've ever really had to, like, sit back, because everything kind of been second nature for me.
Yeah.
So it's like with everything, it's recently, it's like, okay, let me sit back and let me see, and not doubting myself, but just really looking at
right.
Like, is it,
no,
is it
just
me,
examining. Yeah. And you're supposed to do that. That reflection is so necessary in our lives. At the end of the day, you should be doing that for you and anybody that you help along the way, because you're a brother with a very pure heart. Your heart is pure, so I understand what that's like, because that puts you in a very vulnerable situation. But I want you to understand that even through all your help and even through all of your love, you're doing that because that's truly who the fuck you are. It ain't got shit to do with whether or not the person receives it or not. You can't be responsible for what happens after you help somebody, because you're not their God. Can't make them do the right thing. You could see it. Trust me. I'm in that position myself with everything that I do, and I could see the greatness, and I say, I wish you could just get a glimpse of what I see. Just a glimpse of what I see. You ain't even got to see it the way I do. But if you could catch a glimpse of yourself at how great and what I see, the potential inside of you. But it's by design that it is that way, you see, because those of us who have chosen this path, and we are here to help others. We are here to do our work and also to help others and to, you know, make our light shine as bright as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult task. It's a difficult task. It really is. Because you can look at a person and you could see their unlimited potential, but they cannot see it. And the only thing that you can hope is, as you're giving yourself your own fucking reminders, that maybe they will take something you said and use it, but it's still their choice. You have to be able to disconnect yourself after that point. And that's hard.
Right.
But it has to
and
be.
That's why even now. Sorry, yeah, that's even like what now, because I'm like, I'm in a space where it's like I feel and I got attached, and now, and I'm like, okay, because I see the potential, and everything I'm doing is off my vision and what I see, and it's like, if they not receiving, it's like, okay, do I cut ties completely, or do I, you know, because business-wise, like,
you'll know when it's time to cut ties. But I want you to think about it like this. More of this lesson has nothing to do with them. It's you. Do you know that just like in movies where there's an extras, what about this whole reality? Everybody's a fucking extra. How about I'm an extra in your movie? I only become activated when you come and talk to me. Esther's an extra. The remix is an extra. We're just standing there. We really do not exist until you come and mess with us. That's why you got to do this. You got to do it for you. When you do it for you and you do it from your heart, then it doesn't matter. It absolutely don't matter. That's why I have this rule with friends and family members. I don't lend money. If I give you something, it's yours. Because it's too much to sit and try to wait for you to pay me back, for you to give it back to me, for me to be saying, you to be uncomfortable because you know you done said, I'm going to pay this back, I'm going to give it back to you, and you know damn well you're not going to. I know you're not able to. You can't.
What?
So when you give away your help, when you give away your love, give it away. Truly give it away and understand that that was something you chose to do. Then you ain't got to worry about it. Give because you want to. Help because that's who you are. Share because that's the man that you've become. You know? Otherwise, it's going to make you too bitter. And I've seen people go from sugar to shit like that. Because they got so much of that in their hearts, and they feel like everything has turned against them, and people have turned their back on them. People have used them, taken from them, not given back to them what they said, and all of a sudden this beautiful, loving, wonderful spirit becomes this hateful, evil spirit, always trying to get over on the next person, always trying to do what was done to them. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to turn into that man. You don't want to carry that kind of burden in your heart. You don't want to do that. It's not worth it. Not when you know that you do this shit because you love it for real.
Indeed.
Yeah. One thing's for sure, they ain't going to be able to stop you. So it don't matter. You got your own train running.
right. And with me, without me on that, that's what I say. I appreciate everything, Blue, as well. But I'm just feeling like, right, I don't want to, you know, like, do I do for my own sake? Like you say, it's all about me. So it's like, do I cut those ties, like, contractually and business-wise and just separate, let everybody go and then it's going my way? Or do I still...
Eventually, you know the ties are going to get cut because you're going to be so fucking busy doing your own thing, you ain't going to have time.
Right.
You ain't got to cut them loose. It's not time yet. And you still got more lessons to learn there. But eventually, you're going to be so busy, you ain't, man, I can't get, I'm going to have to try to see if I can get with you at the end of the month because, you know, I got all this going on. I have time.
Right. Indeed. I appreciate you, Blue.
Yes. Love you, too.
I love you, Blue. My mother said she loved you, too. Last time, you know, my mother was on point with everything. She listened to the show. She loved you, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, give my love to Mama.
I will. Before I let you go real fast, Blue, like, as far as, just real quick, with the diets, I know you touched on that earlier with one of the other callers. Like I've been kind of having you know with more like spiritual people, like the conversation is as far as like these you know not eating meat and like switching up the diet has been really like coming like from random places lately, and I've been meeting some real interesting people as far as like that's been just talking like from diet and relationship standpoint. So I just wanted to kind of like is that something that's like some real like you know interesting people that's like you know just been enlightening me on like just relationships and moving forward and love and switching up your diet and everything like that. So I guess is there any significance like as far as that before?
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of work on ourselves energetically. We have shifted our, you know, the whole planet has shifted where we are physically. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to be doing a whole 4 weeks of relationship series in Self-Invested as well, too. And we've done that. Me and Brother Bilal did the love workshop, which everybody went crazy over, still going crazy over as well. But it is something that is definitely important. We have relationships with everything on the planet, so you can't get around that. The second thing is the energy, why so much of the diet is coming into play. Because it's coming to the time, like I was talking about on prior shows, where we have to be our higher self 100, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're either going to be in this old world or we're going to be moving into the sixth dimension, this new dimension, whatever we choose to call it. Some people are saying new world, whatever. We were calling it sixth dimension way back when, myself and Brother Bilal. But whatever that is, it is going to be impossible for your consciousness to be at one place and your physical body be at another. So there's adjustments that are being made. Not only is our physical DNA changing, but our spiritual DNA is changing too. All of these things are changing. So literally the person we were 4 or 5 years ago when I first started talking about our DNA to be changing, it's slowly changing. So we're not able to digest food because what's happening is can you imagine having a conversation with yourself and your higher self says, I'm no longer going to be separate. We're going to be one. So that means that where you used to could eat a double hamburger, you can't even eat hamburger no more. That means where you used to could take some seafood and just eat it and be good to go, you can't do that anymore. Because what's literally happening is wherever there is discourse, wherever there is not an agreement, it is causing. This is why so many people are suffering ailments inside their physical body. Because it's almost like imagine having your legs and your ankles and your feet be in Georgia, but your upper body and your head being in California, you're going to get ripped apart, literally. So the body is making adjustments. And where there is discrepancies in what we say and we live and what we think and where our spirit is calling us and what we're physically doing is causing discord in the physical body. No longer could we live that way. We are truly being forced to be who we are. So some people are getting very, very sick. They're getting very, very ill. Other people are having to make adjustments in their diets. All kinds of things are happening because it's forcing you to be your true self for real. So embrace that. It's not just about the food, you know. Sometimes we get caught up on all of these things. There are people out there that, yes, they have mastered the whole food thing, but it's not just about the food. We have to be able to look at things multidimensional. It's not really just about you not being able to drink Kool-Aid no more. It's about that you said that you want to raise your vibration, and you said that you really want to live from a spiritual perspective. And those things that are inside that Kool-Aid, when they come in your body, brings you back down here to this 3D reality, and that's a discrepancy. So, in essence, your body trying to help you out. Your body saying, No, you said you ain't want to do that no more. Not me. So embrace those things. Try them out, you know. I would say that some people, you know, there's many different schools of thoughts, and there's schools of thoughts out there that believe that food is the way to enlightenment. And for some people, that may be it. But we're coming to a time where we're becoming multidimensional for real. The truth is very few people on the planet that's actually fucking multidimensional for real. We say we multidimensional, but it's always some shit to throw you the fuck off. That's how you know you're not multidimensional. You understand?
Right.
We're working towards becoming that. And it's a part of our evolution. It's a part of how we grow. It's a part of how we change. It's a part of who we are. So we have to begin to start taking in all of these things and taking a look at them, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our food, whether it's what we put inside of our minds, how we begin to think, you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis. It consists of all of that. It's not a magic pill. So I don't want to give you that impression that somehow there's a magic pill out there, and if you get the right diet and you start eating the right foods, your life is going to be fine. No, that's not it. Not anymore. It's about really understanding that all of these things, all of these things play a part in who you are. And it's about really understanding how to get into the flow of that. Just because somebody is a vegetarian, that may not be your flow. That may not be it. Maybe that's not your flow. Maybe your flow is to have fish every 3 days, or have chicken every 5 days, or have some beef every 4 days. Maybe that's your flow. But it's about understanding your divine blueprint about who you truly are. And having that work for you and understanding what that means to you, understanding how that connects with your energy and who you are. So I've been getting all kinds of reports. Some people have said they can't eat any fruit. Anytime they eat fruit, they get sick. Other people were saying, I can't eat meat no more. No meat. Anytime I eat meat, I get sick. If I eat chicken, if I eat pork, if I eat fish, if I eat this, it's making me sick. It's going to be different for all of us. There is no magic formula when it comes to that. But I truly know that we're in the age of technology. But our technology is not coming like we thought. The technology is not about what the computers can do, what our phones can do, these fancy devices we can put in our house, or even things that we can do in our cars and our vehicles and airplanes. That's not the technology. The technology is actually coming through our light source. We are completely in a place where we're all the new beginners before, because things that used to work, that shit ain't working anymore. We're going to have to relearn how to live completely. It's coming. It's here for some of us now. There are people right now that how they lived last year in July, they are not living the same way this year. It's completely different. There are so many things happening right now. We literally do not have the intelligence to name these things. We do not have the words to call these things yet. We have not even evolved ourselves so that we can begin to gather an understanding about all of the planets and the things that are happening in space. NASA has hired more people on their team. They have taken innovative routes they've never taken before in the history of humankind to try to begin to gather an understanding about what is happening on the planet. Because our technology is not coming in the way that we thought. The technology is coming through our knowledge and our information, and we have to learn again. So about 4 or 5 months ago on my Facebook page, I put up everything new, because that's where we are. We're in a place where it's new shit happening. We're still caught into the grid of the old shit. We still think that this is all that can be, and that is so not true. That's so not true.
Right.
There are things that you're going to do that you can't even conceive in your mind right now. Your mind don't have the language to even tell you about what you're feeling is going to happen to you in the future. So it's so important that we have these shows, the Planet Remix. We have this place. We have these places where we can come and we can begin to talk about this. Because it helps to bring that understanding so that you can find your way back in your rhythm and your flow. I guarantee you where you used to sleep in the bed and it used to be your favorite spot, it ain't even your favorite no more. That's how much shit done changed. You see? So keep moving forward. Keep doing what you do, you know? And know that you can't make a mistake. It's impossible.
Powerful. I don't want to come across like I'm, you know, like arrogant to myself, but I always, that's like one of my fans always said, like, I know I can't mess up. I can't make a mistake.
There you go.
That's confirmation for it.
There
wow.
you go. Beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Blue. I got a birthday coming up, so signing off. Is it in next Friday? Is it anything?
You
got to flip a card for me. Is it anything else I need to know before I sign off?
Wow.
Well, you know, gotta love the brother. You know,
he said anything else he needs
anything
to know.
Well, I will tell you this. I will give you this as you get ready to go out, is that your crown chakra is beautiful. It's really opening itself up. And we have all of those higher chakras that are there, but your crown chakra is really opening itself up and really, really expanded itself pretty far out there, which is a good thing. Just remember, as high as you go up, you must ground yourself that much stronger.
Okay.
That's what I got for you.
Gratitude as usual, Blue. All right, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Much love.
Peace and love.
All right, Esther, take it easy. All right.
Beautiful.
All right, going to the next caller on the line. Let's see. Calling in from area code 876. 876, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, good night, Esther.
Hey, Griffin.
Hello, good night, Ms. Boo.
Greetings, Griffin.
Wagwan.
You tell everybody where you're calling from, Griffin.
Jeez, yes, this is Griffin calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I don't know why I always feel like everybody know where I'm calling from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, when you're at home with family, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I have a question from Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, all right, well, two things I would say. The first thing is that I have a question about the dream I had this morning. And I kind of want to know where I am right now. With,
you in Kingston, Jamaica. No.
I love that one.
Where am I?
Yes, I always start with a dream. Well, okay. A dream I had, it was a lot that was going on in it, but the thing I remembered the most, or that stood out to me from the dream, was there was this little boy on the top of this tower, and I walked in, you know, when you reach the top of a building, and, you know, there's a door that leads out to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked through something like that. And the little boy was on a unicycle. The place didn't really feel like Jamaica. Well, it kind of did, but it didn't at the same time. But
mm-hmm.
The little boy was on the roof on a unicycle, and he just rode off the edge. And I ran to see where he was, and I didn't see what happened. And then I saw him flying around in the air. Holding on to this book, like a little book, that seemed like an exercise book. and it seemed to be white, black, and orange, or yellow. But he was just flying around, and he just came back on the building, and he was just there. And I couldn't make out who he was, and I was really trying to understand what that was saying to me, because when I woke up, I was like, you know, what's going on with this? What is it saying? And I would love to get some insight on that.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, Griffin. Okay, so the little boy was climbing up on this tower, if I'm correct. He went through this door, and he was riding a unicycle. And then what happened?
I'm sorry. Well, I came up. Well, I was the one who was moving around, and then when the dream was ending, I came up onto the tower and saw the little boy up there on a unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, it's a really, really good move, a good dream that you had, because actually what's really happening right now, the time, the energy that we're in right now, it has a lot to do with those things that we like to call karma, our life, really a reflection point. So I want you to think of the unicycle as the wheels of life. You get it? I want you to think about that. That this is the unicycle that the little boy was riding, and being on the roof, him being there really shows to overcome fear. So this is a big part of a lot of work that you've been doing lately, of some things you've gotten over, because typically one of the things that you have a fear of is fear of heights, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the little boy on the roof, really, this is the part of you that's letting you know that you actually have overcome some of these fears that you've had in your life that you've been carrying with you since you've been a little boy. And so those wheels are really about the wheels of life rolling around on the roof. And him walking through the door and letting you know that where you are right now, that healing has truly taken place. And not only did that healing take place on the surface, because sometimes we can heal shit in our minds and not really heal it inside of our body or heal it inside of our heart or our spirit. And that's why as soon as something comes up that reminds us, it's there again. But you've really been making these changes at a subatomical level. So these are healings that have taken place inside your DNA, both physical and spiritual, that you've been able to walk through some of these very tough doors. And over the last couple of 2 months, you've really been challenged with a lot of your feelings. Mm-hmm.
With a lot of my feelings?
Fears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is really a beautiful thing for you, because you're truly healing like you have in the past. And really that's just divine confirmation for you to be able to see that in a dream, that you've truly been able to move past some of the things in your life that you thought you could never do. And you've been able to walk through the door. You've been able to get up on the unicycle, and you've been able to ride. You know, you've been able to ride on the roof with that shit, like just really ride it and do it. Yeah, yeah. So beautiful dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, good confirmation for you. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that one, Miss. I think that kind of, the second thing I had, that kind of make it seem like irrelevant, though, because I was trying to, I guess it was just like a lot of things that are going on and stuff. And, you know, I guess I was kind of faced with the question, is am I being afraid to say I don't know what to do next or stuff
yeah.
like that?
Of course, you know that's it. You really don't know what to do, but the truth of the matter is everything is new for you right now. You've never been in this situation in your life before. It's new. It's normal that you don't know what to do. It's perfectly fine. That doesn't make shit wrong because you don't have the answer. that don't make it wrong. Just because you ain't got the answer, that don't make it wrong.
I have to learn to become comfortable with that because, you know,
You have to really kind of start training yourself to be okay with not knowing and to know that not knowing doesn't mean something bad is happening because you don't know, you see.
Oh my God. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's okay, Griffin. Where are you right now? You're in a beautiful place. You're in a good place. And you don't have all the answers, which is perfect, because now you get to really start to set what you would like to happen in motion and stop being in the dark about it. Now you could start saying, well, great. Now that I don't know what's going to happen, here's what I'm going to write. Start writing, journaling these things down. Tonight is perfect energy for you to start seeding yourself, sending out your star seeds. You know, it's a beautiful night. If you can find the star in the sky between, yes, yes, Patrick Simbell, if you can find the star in the sky, you know, find that and really start to put that energy out there. I know I certainly will. Put that energy out there. Send it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, wow. All right. Thanks a whole lot for that. You just don't feel so comfortable now and at ease. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Well, much love, Griffin. Thank you so much for calling.
And thanks, Patrick.
Yeah,
Patrick,
yeah, Griffin. You got it. All right, peace and love. Wow. How do we only have 20 minutes left, Ms. Blue? Where did all the time
go? All the time go. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's keep going here. Okay, so, all these callers on here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 609. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hello. Hey, Esther. How y'all doing?
Good. Hello. How are you?
It's Nika calling from New Jersey. Hi, Remix family as well.
Hey, Nika.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
Greetings. Thank you for sharing the Lauryn Hill concert, too, Esther. I'm going August 9th. I can't wait either.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
That's a time.
Yes. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, I can't believe I got on the line. I was waiting, and now I'm on the line, and now. I have a question, Ms. Blue. Yeah. I have, like, all this energy going on right now, and I just want you to tell me something. If you pull a card, whatever.
Just tell us something, Ms. Blue. Something.
Tell me. Okay. She said, tell me something. Okay. Well, beautiful. One of the main things I want to definitely tell you is immediately when I get into your energy, the first thing, it's kind of odd because I kind of see a man and a woman, and they're kind of holding each other and leaning back, you know? Like, you know how when you're kids, you hold hands and then you just kind of lean back? That's what I see. Yeah, so a lot of this energy that you feel that you have, this is love energy. This is what you got. Yeah, you know it. Come on. Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, this energy.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's kicked into high gear. And I see the little ripples coming up off of your crown chakra. And whenever I see that, I know exactly what that is. And it's good. Here's one of the things I want to challenge you with, definitely to enjoy yourself. It's beautiful energy, but it can be used for healing. The energy can be used for creativity, and it can also be used to help manifest and bring things that you want to manifest into this reality. So don't just allow this energy to seep out into the ethers, like you're lost in La La Land, and even though that's good to be sometimes, but you really want to start putting those things together, because a lot of things are coming together for you. You know, there's scientific evidence and proof that when we feel better, we do better. We're able to create things. And the truth of the matter is, you just came out of a very dark place where you were really feeling down and depressed and just life sucked. And just like, turn the beat around. It turned around. Which is really, really a good thing. But here's what I want you to know, that happened because of you and not because of something outside of yourself. Because sometimes we can give too much power to things outside of us. And we think that if anything changes with that, that we no longer can be happy. We can no longer feel love. We can no longer, these things can no longer connect with us. And that's simply not true, you see. So this is really more than any a time for you to be productive, because what I see you doing is you just waiting. That's it. You just sitting there waiting for the phone call, waiting for the doorbell. You just that's all you're waiting for. You can't do anything else. You can't get dressed, can't move, can't eat, can't sleep, can't do nothing.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah. So use that energy to take care of some of those things, projects you were trying to come together. Use that energy. I'm not saying don't wait. Don't wait for the phone call. Don't wait for the doorbell. Still do that, but be productive while you're doing that.
I'm shaking my head. I know I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just taking it in. I know it's so funny that most of the questions, or most of the family that called in earlier, like the questions that I thought that I had for you were already answered, and I appreciate that a lot.
Beautiful.
So you just restated it.
You're in a good place. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if there was anything specific. Because I am, like you said, coming out of a dark place. So there are a lot of things that I need to
work on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
About work to do.
Well, a lot of things come together. I am one of those chicks that solely believe that the first place is your sacred space. That's what you need to work on. That's it. Because, see, once you start bringing them together, you're going to be able to, it's going to clear the cloud from all the other places. So whereas where you were thinking, I don't know how I could do this, I really want to start doing this, those ideas will start opening up for you. You'll be able to see how you can do that. I even see that, tell me why, I see a piece of paper floating in front of me, and whenever a piece of paper kind of floats down in front of me, I know that there's something legal going on that you got going on. What's that about?
I don't know, Miss Blue, honestly.
Yeah, it may be a bill or something, like somebody...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the government.
Yeah. Somebody threatening some kind of legal action against your ass. Because
you said the government. The government did it. Yeah.
The government's trying to get us. We can't let the government get us. We cannot let the government get us.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is the first thing I want you to do is, because I see this, and this is going to be something pressing, but I want you to start getting your sacred space in order, and then you're going to see how to work yourself out of that situation too. It'll come clear for you. But that's the first thing at hand. I want you to work on your sacred space, and then I want you to really start working on that issue that you need to take care of so you can either get it to be at bay so mm-hmm. that you can write letters, things that you need to put in to have those appeals, those things come in. Because mm-hmm. otherwise, another 5-6 months from now, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. So you want to take care of it now. You want to take care of it now. Yeah. So and other than that, start to move in that direction, and you'll get back into your flow. But the first thing is sacred space. Go back and listen to those funky. It's time for us to do another feng shui show.
No, but I know. It is. It really is.
It really is.
But because I don't really have, like I do absolutely, and I'm grateful, but it's just I don't have space because I want my own space, basically. So, but I understand what you're saying. I'm going to do what I can hear. Yes, I'm listening.
You got a bed you sleep in. You got space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about other people's place. I'm talking about things that belong to you.
To me. Understood. Yeah. My business. I got you.
Yeah. You. Mm-hmm. It's about making your place sacred. Where you are. Make it sacred. That's your space. That space ain't... That space looking like everybody else.
Okay, I got you. I will do it. I will. It's done. I got you. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, but this is going to be really good. I would love for you to call back in a couple of months. So you can tell us just all the things that have taken place. But this is going to be one of those things where I tell you, hold on, my sister, you in for a ride, girl.
I hear you. I do want to say that I called in a couple months ago, and I was going through some things where I didn't want to go back to work. But today was the first day. Like today, I've been back to work, but it was, I was me. And it just worked itself out, and it was just wonderful. It was my best. I've been working here for a long time. It was my best day and more than a decade, and it was, like, real just me being me. So I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you too much.
Thank you.
Much love to y'all, too. Have a good night. Bye, Remix family, too.
All
you
right.
You too. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah, we got to keep the government out of our pockets, y'all. We got to keep the government That's real right there.
The government.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. 216, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland.
Okay, greetings.
What was the name?
Desmond,
okay. How you doing, Desmond? I'm sorry. How you doing tonight, Desmond?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing well,
Desmond.
Yeah, I just want like a crown chakra reading.
A crown chakra reading? Desmond. It's been a long time since we talked, Desmond.
Well, it's been a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Desmond, I done jumped in your energy, Desmond. I remember you. You the mattress guy.
Mattress guy? What? Nah, you got me mixed up.
No, Desmond, I don't have you mixed up, Desmond. I remember. So, Desmond, you want a crown? What? tell me what you want me to do to your crown chakra. What you want me to do?
Oh, Lord, you said the mattress guy. What that mean?
What that mean, the mattress guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Don't worry about it, Desmond. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't anything bad. Mm-mm. It was just the show we were talking about, bed bugs and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I don't know, just to see what's going on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
find the insight.
Okay, what's you said you want to know what's going on in your life? You want some insight?
Right.
Okay. Into
like
what
area? Feel like everything is delayed. Like, I'm trying to progressively go towards it, and it's just being delayed. Going real slow.
Going real slow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to pull a card from the Kim deck. And the card that came up for you is card number 32, which is dream creation. And it really kind of speaks to a lot of things that are going on right now. And there's three words that's on the card that I know you can relate to them. And I'm going to start with understanding. Because a lot of things that are going on right now, you really lack a big understanding for. Like, you don't understand why is it happening to you. And in your mind, you truly feel it's happening to you. You don't really believe that you have participated in it. Correct?
Right.
Okay. The next word is about the quest. The quest, we could say, is kind of like a journey, you know? When you go on the quest, the journey, what's happening in your life. And the other word is spirit moves. Your spirit. How's your spirit moving? What's going on with you? Let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you felt your life was going exactly how you planned for it to go, like exactly how you planned for it to go, and it was good, it was a good time for you? When was that?
Oh, wow. Maybe close, about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you then?
I guess I'm going to say 32.
Now, I want everyone who has the Kim deck so you guys can see magic unfold. What card did I just pull for him, Esther?
Dream creation.
And what number is that card?
32.
32. And what age did he say his life went first?
32.
This is why I say, if y'all don't have a Kim deck, I don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Mm-hmm. Know your magic for real.
Know your magic for real. So I say that to you because that's what you're going to have to do, is really go back and recreate. Not the scene from when you were 32, but that energy. Because, see, things that you did when you were 32, you don't do them, and you haven't been doing them for a very long time. You don't have those same practices in place for yourself that you used to have when you were 32 years old. It's not about going back physically in your body and trying to be 32. That's not what I'm telling you. But I'm talking about that energy, that drive. Those things that you do, those things that you said no to, those things that you said you wasn't going to get your ass caught up in, those things that you said you was not going to do, those are the things for you to start doing again. You want to know what's happened? You've moved so far away from who you are to you don't know. So now you're, the difference is when you were 32, you was making life happen, and now you're allowing life to happen to you. So this is about you getting up in the morning and really giving yourself a purpose, because you ain't got no purpose right now. You've got to give yourself a purpose. What are you living for? What are you getting up for? What are you doing, the things that you do? Why are you doing it? Do you know?
I know when I wake up in the morning and go to work, I'm like, man, why you keep going to this job? Just be like, just, I hate going. And just, no, like you said, no, really, no, no purpose.
It's no purpose. What are you working for? Because we know everybody has a job and people hate their job. I mean, that's not a new story for us humans. But what are you working for? What's your purpose? What you working for? What you doing it for? You don't have a purpose. So you need to sit down and start thinking about a purpose. When you were 32 years old, you had dreams. You had things that you wanted to acquire. You had stuff that you wanted to do. You had clothes that you wanted to buy. And not that it's all about material things, but you had a lifestyle that you wanted to live. You got to get back in your purpose. I don't care if that purpose is to buy you a book. I don't care if that purpose is to buy you something that's going to help you spiritually, mentally, physically. I don't care if that purpose is just so you can go to dinner on Thursday nights. I don't care what it is. You better find a purpose. So you want to know what's happening? That's why. That's where it's all gone. Those things that you used to do when you were 32 years old, you don't do. You used to dream when you were 32 years old. You used to literally think about things you wanted to do, places you wanted to travel, things you wanted to go do and get. You tried to understand things instead of drinking your problems away, your sorrows away. You was on a mission when you were 32. So you have to get back into your purpose, and you can do it. I know you can. And let tonight be that divine confirmation for you. 32 years old, the card that came up for you was 32. You got to start dreaming again. You got to start living again, and you definitely have got to have a purpose.
All
right. All right.
Get that spark. All right.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Peace and love, Desmond.
Yes. Right. Make sure you call us back when you get that purpose.
All right.
Much love. Wow. Can you believe we got like 1 minute left to go? Like, what happened? Chatting and chilling.
Yeah, we chat and chill for real tonight. For real tonight.
It's always a joy to have you come on and share with me, Esther, and for us to host together. And
Likewise. Love being here with you and the Remix family, and definitely missed all of y'all. So it's great. Great to be back. Great to be back.
Yes, we got some more shows planned for you guys as well, too, that will be coming up in the upcoming week. I definitely want everyone to check out Self Invest as well. Check out everything in the show notes that's going to be there. And for Self Invested, you guys, don't forget, check your email tonight. You're going to get some goodies. And for the rest of you guys, we will see you back in the Remix on Sunday night. Much love, Warren Spear. Peace and love to all of you guys out there. Planet Remix, everyone. everyone, nowhere in the world. Don't forget, if you like it, you need to like it. If you love it all over. Tweet about it. Leave a comment on iTunes. Go over to Facebook to the Remix page and let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. So much love to you guys. We're going to get ready to get out of here.
Yes, peace and love, family.
Yeah, peace and love, everybody. Much love, much love. Mm-hmm. Do we want to play a song as we go out of here? Are we playing something?
We should, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, let's play something. We'll play something. What you want to play? You can pick it.
I can pick it. All right. Ooh, let's see.
No,
all
right, you're
all right.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Hey.
Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Goodness.